This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
9:21, Thursday, the 1st of September, and of course you're listening to The Morning Run. Now, a quick update on the FBM. KLCI, which is really in the red at the moment, is down 1.2% to 1,493 points. Now, as we start the month of September, we take a look at the year-to-date return of our very own bourse, which is the FBM KLCI, which is actually a negative 4.7%. Well, it's not too bad when you compare to the returns of Philippines, which is down 7.5%, and Vietnam, which has seen an even sharper decline of 14.5%. Yet, Malaysia is clearly not performing as well as the Singapore Straits Times Index, which is still up 3%, and the Jakarta Composite Index, which is the clear outperformer in the region with a 9% return. But will Malaysia be able to play catch-up for the rest of the year? And does the recent results season give us any clues to that? For answers, we turn to Alexander Chia, Regional Head of Research at RHB Bank. Good morning, Alex. Now, results season has just ended. Were there any major conclusions that can be drawn from it?
Morning, Xiaoning. Thanks for having me on the call. Yeah, I think the second quarter results really was fairly decent quarter. Fair number of beats coming from the financials. But I think generally, given the GDP growth numbers that we saw for the June quarter, 8.9% up year-on-year, the pent-up demand reopening of the economy, coupled with the 40-odd billion released from the fourth EPF withdrawal scheme, fairly decent, macro numbers, surely not much surprises when it comes to corporate earnings. So, yeah, I think broadly in line. But I think in terms of major conclusions, when you're looking at historical numbers for clues on the future, I mean, it's like driving using your rearview mirror. The guidance that we heard from management were fairly short-term in nature. 2022 is really, markets are already looking past 2022. We're looking for 2023. While I think the prospects for the rest of the year still relatively stable, I would say. But I think the big question mark is, where do we go? What are we faced with in 2023 when we're all looking ahead to a slowdown? But obviously, the quantum and the degree of the slowdown that we, what people are anticipating is still the $64 million question. Are we going to get a recession? Is it going to be a relatively mild and short, kind of easing? So I think markets are still relatively tentative on the back of that, and of course, from what the Fed might or might not do with regards to monetary policy.
Okay, so let's talk about 2023, but from a budget perspective. Scheduled to be tabled on October 7th for us. So what do you think the focus of it will be on, and which sectors stand to benefit?
I think if you put yourself in Minister of Finance Tengku Zafrul's shoes, he's clearly between a rock and a hard place. Now, we're in an election year, and clearly, if finances were not an issue, clearly we would see pre-election goodies being handed out. So I would still say that he would want to, do some pump priming where possible, and possibly some goodies for the, the low income segments, benefiting the consumer sector. But obviously, finances are tight. Subsidy bill, as he has mentioned over the last couple of days, is already topping 80 billion historical high. Mm. And clearly, the government is going to face a lot of challenges to meet its 6% fiscal deficit target. And we're looking at a slight miss of about 6.3% fiscal deficit this year. And so clearly, the Ministry of Finance will have its hands full in between juggling the two needs between the two bits, right? So I think what we need to look out for is clearly the possibility of additional taxes on the private sector. We had Chukai Makmur last year, which was sold to the public as a one-off. But clearly, the way things have, you know, moved with regards to fiscal subsidies and you know, fiscal deficits and so on, and government finances, you know, you can't really rule out totally, you know, additional taxes on the private sector and the corporates in particular. So that you know, will have an impact on, you know, the kind of earnings growth that corporate Malaysia can generate in 2023.
Mm. Okay, in the meantime, right, inflation hit a high of 4.4% in June. Does this mean that Bank Negara has no choice but to raise rates by 25 basis points at the next MPC meeting?
I think markets have already baked in a 25-point hike in the next MPC meeting. The question is whether or not we're going to get another one, you know, this year, a second, you know, I mean, two hikes in the remaining months of this year. Mm. I think the risks are clearly leading towards an additional second additional hike. You know, but I think, you know, I mean, if they don't hike, then clearly, you know, the currency will take the brunt of it, given that the Fed is going on a Fed hiking, a rate hiking binge. You know, so the chances are, you know, that, you know, we will get a hike, in the next meeting, and the risks are leading towards a second 25 point hike in the last meeting of the year.
So Alex, you know, you've talked about the headwinds, that we face. So what kind of investment strategy are you advocating in your top picks?
Well, right now, you know, we've been relatively cautious, you know, over the course of the last 12 months, and we continue to be cautious. I think it's better the money, you know, for me personally, it's better the money that you don't make than the money that you actually lose. So, you know, really, we would advocate a relatively defensive portfolio strategy, you know, for those investors that need to remain invested in this market, you know, but overall, it's still very much a trading market. You know, look at opportunities to nibble on dips, you know, but not to get carried away. And when the market, you know, floats higher, like it did recently, you know, by about over 100 points, you know, then I think the discipline needs to be there for investors to trim holdings and take some profit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And very quickly, just your top three picks, the three names that you like.
Well, we like some of the consumer names. Mr. DIY comes to mind. Mm. We also like, you know, some of the... you know, some of the banks. I think CIMB numbers were beat in the June quarter. You know, and you know, we would be looking at CIMB as the topic for the banking sector. And you know, finally, we would also mention stock in the logistics space, a smaller cap stock, Tasco. Mm. You know, given the continued challenges in the shipping and logistics space, that will benefit companies like Tasco.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. That was Alexander Chia, Regional Head of Research from RHB Bank. Up next, Sim Wee Boon speaks to Mr. Aaron Tang, founder of the financial blog MrStingy.com, about achieving financial freedom early. That's happening after the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.